Hi, this is Steve from the HR Happy Hour. Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour Podcast Network, the longest running and most downloaded collection of HR podcasts in the industry. Remember to subscribe to the HR Happy Hour Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And for more information, go to www.h3hr.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of Research on the Rocks. I'm Molly Lombardi, here with my co-host, Madeline Lorano.
Hey, Molly.
Hey, Madeline. How are you today?
I am good, and it is sunny outside, finally.
Finally. We're maybe having the 15 minutes of spring here in Boston, possibly.
We'll get some snow next week.
And then it'll be 90.
Yeah.
No rest for the wicked. We have a very exciting show today. We have our very first guest here at Research on the Rocks. We should have gotten some champagne or something, I think. But we are very pleased to welcome our first guest. And Madeline, if you want to introduce her to our audience.
Yeah, we're so excited. Elise Blink is here, who is the co-founder and CEO of Best Money Moves. Best Money Moves, if you're not familiar with them, they're a financial wellness company. And by far, one of the most exciting companies I've come across this year in HR technology. They really provide what we talk about when we talk about, Molly, what makes technology great. It's that expertise, a great experience, and adoption. This is a mobile-first solution. So, Elise, we're so excited to have you on the show. Welcome to Research on the Rock.
Thank you. It's really great to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Great. So, when we first met at HR Tech, we talked a lot about the stress that companies and individuals and employees are under in their own finances and how companies really just don't do a great job of empowering employees to manage that stress. So I thought, you know, maybe you could share a little bit about your background and how you stumbled upon this crazy financial wellness space.
Sure. So, you know, I joke around that I am literally the last person that you would ever imagine who would be in financial wellness. And that's because, or in the benefits space, because I've spent most of my career as a financial journalist, a working financial journalist, where I've published, I'm now in year 25 of my nationally syndicated column. It's called Real Estate Matters. I'm a top blogger for CBS News Interactive. We've done big projects for Yahoo when they still had a real estate portal and Yahoo Finance and AOL. But I was also a radio talk show host for 20 plus years, mostly down at WSB Radio, although I was also syndicated for a while, and now at WGN Radio in Chicago. And so as a working financial journalist, kind of the mission of that career, my whole career, has been helping people make smarter decisions with their money. The way I got from there to here is sort of interesting. I started back in the late 90s and early 2000s helping companies sort of think about how they were going to present really complicated financial topics to their customers, clients, and employees, and got hired by companies like Discover Card to do a lot of innovation around the digital platform, what I would now call financial wellness content space. And Equifax, where we invented for them a huge blog that just explained how credit infiltrates almost every part of your financial life. And then, you know, many other companies as well. For example, Humana, where we invented a platform that brought together all kinds of pieces in the Medicare and Medicare Advantage space. So that's kind of the background. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I started getting hired by companies to create financial wellness platforms. But these, I soon found out, were all about what I now know to be voluntary benefits or things that people would buy. And so what they were trying to do is use a thin veneer of information and education to help sell stuff that people couldn't afford, because we were still so soon out of the Great Recession and people were really broke, still are. And I just turned, after 3 or 4 of those, I just turned to my then COO, who's now president of Best Money Moves, Angus Carroll, and I just said, you know, there's a better way to do this. And I described an idea where we would sell it to the companies who would then give it to their employees, where we would help them dig deep and measure, find out what was really causing the financial stress, and then be able to solve directly for that, which we now use cool machine learning for. And he just looked at me and he thought, and he said, he didn't think it, he said, you know, that may be the best idea you're ever going to have. Let's go do that. And so I said, okay. But I had no idea about the mountain I was about to climb.
That's always the best way, I think. You know, and yeah. I will take umbrage at your most circuitous route to this HR technology and benefit space. I have a theater background, so I might even trump journalism. But I will say that I couldn't agree more with you about how important this is, and how people really are involved in more sophisticated financial transactions than ever before, with less information than ever before. And so I think that really it's such a ripe time for something like this to be coming along.
Well, thank you. I am finding that everybody now knows what financial wellness is. And when I started this journey in 2015, talking to a whole bunch of companies, that financial wellness name hadn't quite surfaced as high as it has now. So people today recognize more and more that there's a problem. But what they don't realize is that the problem exists in their own companies. So they think, you know, when I go and give speeches, and I'm happy to do this anywhere and everywhere, but I'll give a talk and I'll say, you know, 2/3 of employees and Americans don't even have $500 in savings, and the Federal Reserve just found that 44% don't even have $400, and 75% don't have $15,000 in a 401k, and about 40% don't even have anything, you know. And I look at around, you know, in the whoever's listening, and I say, by the way, if you own a company, this is you, this is your employees, and you see their eyes wide open and open wide, and their mouth drops, because they understand that financial wellness is an issue. They just don't realize always that it's an issue for their own employees,
or an issue that they can help their employees solve. I think it's, you know, it's a lonely feeling for employees to feel that they have to manage this all on their own, and I think employers think that it might not be something they could help support. They don't realize what their options are.
And awkward if they don't have a sort of tool like Best Money Moves.
Yeah, right, it is. It's when I, you know, look around, you know, the things that are really, you know, financial stress impacts everything in a company, right? Employee engagement, which I just heard Josh Burson say is going to be the number one issue for employers going forward in the next few years, as we have this ridiculously low unemployment rate. You got to keep them engaged. You have to keep them in place. You want to minimize turnover as much as possible, because those are real dollars. And then you get to healthcare costs, where you've got direct links now in the research between financial stress and healthcare costs and outcomes. All of those translate along with productivity and presenteeism and unexplained, you know, absences. All of that translates directly into an ROI for companies. And so financial stress, I think, has risen so fast and furiously in everybody's mindset, simply because it touches everything from engagement to productivity to costs. So the ROI is big.
It's interesting. I talked to a company last year who basically blew up a lot of HR and put everything from absence and scheduling and time and attendance and leave management to their financial and health benefits under their well-being umbrella, because they really realized anything that impacts your ability to show up as a whole healthy human being at work is about well-being. And that's what they wanted to do, is make sure people could show up whole and healthy and ready to work because of that exact ROI you're talking about.
Yeah, it's absolutely crucial to it. And just imagine, you know, you can't, if you're worried about not being able to pay your rent at the end of the month, or you've now transitioned in your company to a high deductible healthcare plan where you, the employee, has to cover the first $1,500, $2,500, $7,500 in expenses, and now your kid gets sick, and you don't have the $150 to cover that doctor visit, so it goes right on your credit card, and you know you're not going to have the money to pay it off at the end of the month. That's the kind of stuff that keeps you from doing your job well. It's the kind of stuff that makes you crazy, makes you look around for any other opportunity that will, you know, add an extra 10 cents or 15 or buck an hour to what you're doing just to try and make a dent in it. And I feel for everybody in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there certain industries, Elise, that are adopting this faster than others, or vice versa, others that are slower to adopt?
I'm seeing a lot of interest from, sorry about that, somebody's trying to get into a parking space outside our window, I guess. I'm seeing a lot of interest from manufacturing. I'm seeing a tremendous amount of interest from platforms, employee engagement platforms or ben admin platforms. They know that their customers really want this. And from customers, I'm hearing, are you in a Ben Admin platform that we're using by chance? Because then they know they don't have to go through a separate approval process. So it's interesting to kind of see how the industry is evolving and realizing that there's just a huge amount of need from big sectors.
Yeah, and I think it's something that people don't even know what tools are available to help them. That's part of you're not advocating a specific tool over another, but you're really helping people think through what the myriad of tools are.
And I think, you know, when I think about Best Money Moves, it's a solution that employees want to use. So the adoption is much greater than in other areas and much greater than in some of these, you know, platform plays. So if you can be the solution that employees go to, that can probably launch them into other areas, whether that's engagement surveys or benefits enrollment or whatever it may be, it's hugely valuable, not only to the employer, but to the employee as well.
We're getting a great response. I'll just say that the engagement rate for the early adopters of our technology has been an average of 33%, meaning that they've gone in, signed up, filled out the profile, and done something in the system. And, you know, we're starting to, and believe it or not, for some companies that have actually run their own custom content, because we have a lot of customization options. We can add boxes, you can run your own contest, you can import payroll data or health data or other kinds of data, and we can, you know, mix it with the user-generated data, and if you do the credit score upgrade with the credit data that we get, and produce some really unique metrics in a, you know, 24/7, 365, you know, reports environment. And, you know, when we, you know, get all that on the table for employers, and then they look at this engagement rate of up to, you know, as high as 50% for some of our customers, they're kind of amazed. And I said, well, people who really need it are going to find it. People who sort of need it or have a question will hear about it, realize that there's a place that they can go to do their own research on whatever it is that they're trying to learn and get on their merry way. And those are all really good things.
I think it's been interesting too. We've seen this trend towards, you know, I'm old enough to remember a time when you didn't bring anything of your home life to work, right? Or you weren't expected to, even though we all know that's a bit false because you always bring, you know, your stresses with you wherever you go. But I think this is kind of an interesting line between, it's not your company managing your finances, but it allows your company to give you the opportunity to manage your finances. So it's not quite as paternalistic as some things, but it also feels a little bit more of a helpful from the outside as opposed to just your employer being all up in your business.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. When I started this company, I was telling my father-in-law about it. He used to be the CEO of a paper company. And he said, you know, when I was the CEO, now mind you, he's 87. He said, I couldn't have cared less what employees' financial problems were.
Right.
And I just said, well, you know, Dad, that just wouldn't fly today. Meanwhile, his wife said, and yet at the same time, I and all of my other single girlfriends, this is a later in life marriage for them, you know, I and all of my single girlfriends were sitting around going, oh my God, how are we going to make ends meet? Who can cover babysitting? How do we save money here and there? He totally got it. And I do think that CEOs are now only coming to the realization that they have to care about this sort of stuff. And now they're looking for a best-in-class way to help.
Yeah, and it's becoming an expectation. And as more and more companies do it, you know, as you're competing for talent, as you're looking to better engage your talent and retain your talent, it's something that companies need to have.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question that this has been fast become table stakes. And, you know, just a word to companies who might be listening to this and say, well, I have a financial wellness program already. What you probably have, it'd be my guess, is that you have a 401k company. And so they tell you that they've got some tools that your people can use. It is not the same thing. Come and take a look at us. And if it isn't us, go look at some of the other companies that are out there. But we're doing something really unique and differentiated with our stressometer tool, which we use to measure financial stress in 15 categories. And then we push further using machine learning to help deliver personalized solutions and customized solutions to people because everybody's on a different place in that spectrum. It's not, you know, there's an age differentiation. There's kids or no kids. There's, you've hopped around from job to job or you've been in a place for a long time, but, you know, you didn't save enough. Everybody's got a different take on it. And so you've got to have a platform that's flexible enough to be able to meet people where they are. And that's really what we try to do with Best Money Moves.
I think that's so important because money is always the symptom, right? You know, it's something that breaks up marriages and things like that, but it's always a symptom of something else. If someone is in need of money, often there may be an illness in the background. There may be debt in the background. There may be, you know, all sorts of other issues. And I love the fact that you're really trying to get to those core issues that really will help them solve that problem for the long term.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We want people to use this less and less because they feel more and more confident about what
right.
they're doing in their lives, and that'll take some time. But again, you know, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to do about 95% of everything you need to do with your money. You just don't. You might need some help in buying or selling a house. You might need some help in, having a will written. But really, day by day, month by month, year by year, we can teach you how to be perfectly competent and highly successful in the long run managing your own money.
Which is an empowering message. It's not overwhelming. It's not, defeating. It's empowering.
It is. And we're a social enterprise, right? We're here to really help. I think that by the work that we're doing here, I think that companies will have this huge ROI. But I also think about the impact that somebody feeling confident about their money, maybe you don't have enough of it, but at least you're confident about the direction you're heading in, that you've got a solution, you know what steps you need to take. That's just empowering, is to your point, Madeline. And if we can do that, imagine how good it's going to feel to their family members, not just to what's going on day by day in the workplace. You know, there's just so much more.
And it really multiplies.
That, you know, what we did is because we heard... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. I think we had a little glitch in the sound there. But I was just saying, one of the things that sort of multiplies itself too, because it's to your point, it's that confidence. It's people turning income into wealth. It's setting an example for future generations of their family. And it gives you choices. Like I said, even if you don't have enough money, you at least have choices about where you're going with it, which again is such a different message than, you know, you're in debt until you can't make any decisions.
Absolutely. There's so much there. Really, we think that they're, you know, with companies' ability to customize their version of Best Money Moves with, you know, it all living in the cloud, with our machine learning capabilities and assessment tools we're building, with all of the other features that have gone into this, we really think there's an opportunity for companies to hand their employees this best-in-class tool that's going to make their lives just so much better and make workplaces so much less stressful.
This is one of those ideas that can really change the face of work and change the world, if I can say that, because I think it really is so empowering. It's beyond work. It's beyond just the money. It really is what people's confidence and how they position themselves in the world. And I always say, you know, we could study technology in a lot of places, and on our best days in HR technology, we can help, you know, find solutions that help people change their lives and the lives of their employees, which is really exciting to see you doing.
Thank you. It's great work. I'm pleased to be able to do it.
So Elise, you have some travel coming up and a lot of speaking engagements. So where are some of the places that people can find you over the next few months?
Well, I will be at HR Tech and Women in HR Tech. We have a booth at HR Tech again this year, but I'm speaking on your panel, Molly. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to be a great panel on pay equity and sort of the opportunity equity you're talking about and making choices with our money. So I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it will be great. And then I've got a bunch of journalism conferences where I'll be speaking, including one next week in DC. And then in June, I'll be back in Las Vegas. I'm in Las Vegas all the time, but you might even wave at me at the airport. talking about my new book that just came out about 7-8 weeks ago for homebuyers out there. See, still working journalist. But there's some other places that I'll be as well, like Midwest Business Group on Health is having me, and I'll be there, and then we'll see where else it all comes down. I think there's lots of interesting places I'm going to be popping up.
Well, we are excited to see you. Yeah, see you at HR Tech, see you at Women in Tech. And where should companies follow you if they want to learn more and, you know, read more about your blog and some of the other exciting things you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. Please follow me on Twitter. I'm at Glink, GLINK. We also have at Best Money Moves. Feel free to link into me, and we're at bestmoneymoves.com. Also happy to get people signed up for a demo if you want to see it, or have somebody in our office explain how the product works and why we're getting such amazing results from it. And hopefully we're coming soon to either you or a Ben admin or an employee engagement platform near you.
Excellent.
I think we needed that aptitude research partners, Molly. What do you think?
I know. Even just the person to call and be able to just talk to sometimes.
I know.
My money's fine, but I just need a little emotional support.
Yeah. They're all great. They're really very, very helpful, and they spend a lot of time with everybody who calls, and you can keep calling back. You know, it's nice if your company provides that feature. It's just a great resource to call, and we encourage you to call in the product. If we think you're getting too stressed out, we send you a little note and say, hey, you might want to call one of our money coaches.
Yeah, I think that's great.
We tell you that you should do it.
Right. If someone's noticing that you're that stressed out, maybe you should take that as the clue for your next step.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Elise, so much. I cannot think of a better first guest to have here on our humble podcast, but we're really pleased to have you, and we're looking forward to seeing you at some of these upcoming events.
That sounds great. Delighted.
And we, of course, will be back here on Research on the Rocks very soon in the next couple weeks with another episode. And you can continue to follow us at aptitudesearchpartners.com or on Twitter at @talktoARP. And with that, Madeline, anything else last minute from you?
No, I think just if anyone's at Unleash, we'll be there. If anyone's at HCI Strategic Talent Acquisition Conference in June, we'll be there as well. So make sure to connect with us, and we'd love to meet you in person or see you in person.
Absolutely. So we'll be seeing you on the pod waves or out on the conference circuit soon. And have a great day, everybody.